please consider supporting the Wednesday blog by going to patreon.com/sthosdkane. Thanks. Welcome back to the Wednesday blog with me, Sean Kane. It's Wednesday, 28 February 2024. This week, I want to talk a bit about how the period I study resonates in our everyday lives through the foods we eat. This week, I thought I'd record an idea that I've had for a while. Originally, this demonstration was going to be filmed for a course I taught last summer, but it didn't get developed in time. So, on Tuesday afternoon, while I was looking at the story I was developing for this week and saw how little I'd finished of it, thanks to my other work taking up a greater amount of my time than expected, I returned to this idea. So, here's a synopsis of me grilling a couple burgers and talking about it. First, I get the ground chuck burger patties out of the freezer. Buying in bulk and freezing the beef helps keep the costs down. Now, the seasoning I usually use for this, Lowry's. Let's see. Salt, pretty much anywhere. Sugar, definitely something which appeared through the Colombian exchange. Madeira to the Caribbean and Brazil. And then spices are paprika and turmeric. Those are also important with the trade connections in the 16th and 17th centuries. Onion, cornstarch, garlic, and so that certainly is a part of it. Seasoning the beef which is European in origin, with spices that come from all around the globe. And now I'll season these. The seasoning adds flavor to what otherwise is just a frozen piece of bland-tasting beef. Meat seasonings are more common in Texas barbecue, where they take the form of rubs. When I'm making brisket, I will use a big meat rub from Joe's Kansas City barbecue to enhance the meat's flavor. Now, of course, you could top your burger with a garnish with tomatoes, which come from Mexico originally, or with lettuce, which is a much more common, ubiquitous type thing, onions, which are European in origin, or, you know, take your pick, mustard or ketchup. The ketchup is tomatoes with sugar mixed in. I'm less fond of that, more fond of marinara. But the point is the burger, the ubiquitous meal in American food, if you will, the fast food meal, has a great deal of different sources to it, many of which go back to the Colombian exchange, elements of which are traceable back to Europe as well as to the Americas. And then, of course, you eat your burger with fried potatoes with French fries, chips if you're British. Potatoes come from Peru, right? Potatoes come from Peru and were introduced to other places from there. Or with sweet potatoes, which were more common across South America. I've read that they're called Taino potatoes, referring to their original use in the Caribbean. And also they were used by the Tupinamba of Brazil, who I study. After the grill heated up to around 650 degrees Fahrenheit, 343 degrees Celsius, which on this very windy evening took about 15 minutes, I took the patties outside and dropped them on the grill. Once I had the patties on the grill, I returned to the kitchen to prepare the cheese, to cut the cheese, if you will. For this meal, I'm using two different types of cheese. On one burger, I have an Irish cheddar, and on the other, a Mexican blend that's mostly made up of Monterey Jack and white cheddar. I discovered my love for the Monterey Jack burger at our local Tex-Mex restaurant, where the burger is on the menu is made with Monterey Jack cheese specifically. The flavor is distinctive and a nice change of pace. I also like putting provolone, parmesan, and mozzarella on my burgers, though in that instance, to go full Italian burger, I also enjoy including marinara sauce. I discovered this type of burger at a famous burger restaurant in Cambridge, Massachusetts, across the street from Harvard's Houghton Library, called Mr. Bartley's Burger Cottage, where this Italian burger was named the Dr. Fauci Burger on the menu.
Time to flip. So, this will go on for another 4 minutes. And away we go.
Now, of course, none of this would have been possible without the transatlantic trade connections that developed after Columbus's first voyage in 1492. The beef on these burgers come from cattle, which replaced the bison that previously existed out here on the Great Plains. And there is some debate as to whether or not bison should replace beef all over again, should replace cattle all over again. And so maybe in 10 or 20 years' time, if I were to record this again, I would be making bison burgers instead of beef burgers. And now, the timer's gone off. Let's take these out. Those are looking pretty good. Cheddar one. And now, my Monterey Jack one. And now, if you'll excuse me, ladies and gentlemen, I want to eat. Bye-bye. The Wednesday blog is written, read, and produced by me, Sean Kane, and I also came up with the theme music. You can learn more about my work by going to linktree.com/sthosdkane. That's linktr.ee/sthosdkane. There you'll learn more about my website and my blog. Thanks. Thanks as always to my regular listeners, including monthly supporters, Elizabeth Duke, John Lundy, Alex Brisson, and George Vile. You can learn more about how to support this podcast by going to patreon.com/sthosdkane. I appreciate all the help you provide. Thank you. Next week, the season 3 finale. This podcast is distributed by Spotify. Learn more at podcasters.spotify.com.